This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We conclude today the lesson in which we've been involved for the past several times on great lessons from a great man. And the great man that we have in mind at this time is Moses, the leader of God's people in the Old Testament. Of course, there is a great deal said about him in the Old Testament, but we also find reference made to him in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 to 26. Which has served as a basis for our study for these past several days. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to share ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, accounting the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked unto the recompense of reward. Now, as we've studied great lessons from this great man, we have noted, first of all, the greatness of the decision, the fact of it, and the importance of it. The importance of it for this life and for the life to come. And so it is that every one of us has the same basic decision to be made, either for God or against Him. We noted the elements of this decision, that it had both a negative aspect and a positive. In short, there are some things to which we must say no, and there are other things to which we must say yes. We have noted further the cost of it, that the things he gave up were very costly, the giving up of great wealth, of sensual pleasure, of friends and loved ones, of great power and great recognition. In the second place, we noted that what he chose, what he actually decided to grasp, was costly. He chose opposing old friends. He chose suffering. He chose fighting. He chose reproach. In short, this man showed a great deal of courage. He showed faith in and love for God in making the decision that he made. In the fourth place, we noted this great lesson that we learned from this great man. That is, why he made this decision. And the basic reasons, in principle, why he made his decision are reasons why we should make our decision today. That is, he could distinguish truth from error. He made this decision because he could distinguish right from wrong. And he made the decision because he saw clearly what was of real and lasting value, that is, the reproach of Christ. In the fifth place, we noted that there were great results of this decision. The first one we have noted already, that he received the reward of a Christ-like character. And so it is that we, when we make that decision today, will with each passing day become more like the Lord Jesus Christ than we were the day before. In the second place, we note this result of his making this decision, that he was enabled to render a great service to his own nation. And among the things, the services that he rendered to his nation were these. First, Israel was freed from bondage. Secondly, Israel was freed from whining for the flesh pots of Egypt and of wandering in the wilderness. Third, Israel was given the law. Of course, you know that God gave the Ten Commandments, in fact, the totality of the law of Moses to Israel through Moses. Fourth, Israel was given the promised land. Even though Moses himself was not allowed to go into the land, he was instrumental in leading them to the point where they were allowed to go on into it. Fifth, the Messiah came through this nation, that is, through Israel. And Israel gave to the world the Old Testament scriptures. The Bible refers to this in the New Testament. As the Apostle Paul wrote, guided with the Holy Spirit, in Romans chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, "What advantage then hath the Jew? Much in every way, for God gave unto them the oracles of God. There was committed unto them then the message of God for that period of time." And seventh, Israel gave the world the 12 apostles, through whom, of course, we have the New Testament along with the apostles, upon whom they laid hands and bestowed the gift of prophecy. In the third place, there was this great result of Moses making this decision, that he was enabled to gain life eternal. And so it will be with you and me. Christ made clear that if we make this decision for him, we will receive 100-fold more now in this life and in the world to come eternal life.